something at the intersection of halacha and machshava. And what better place to find the intersection of halacha and machshava than the Aseret HaDibros, which appear in this week's parsha, which are the foundation, and in the foundation of Torah, the discussion we've shown in whether the idea of Aseret HaDibros is that they are like a selection of a couple of mitzvahs, easy mitzvahs, hard mitzvahs, the way this is the geiros of Kol Yisrael, and that's what you do with the geir, give him a sampling of some of the easy and hard mitzvahs. Or do you see Aseret HaDibros more fundamentally? The Ramban seems to present that the Aseret HaDibros are more than just a sampling, they're sort of like the categories. And all of Torah, all Targ mitzvahs somehow fit into these 10 categories. But either way you slice it, Aseret HaDibros are definitely fundamentals. And you expect to find fundamentals in Aseret HaDibros. And you already see in Aseret HaDibros the blend of Hashkafa and Halacha. They open with the mitzvah of Emuna and then proceed from there to some very practical hands-on mitzvahs as well. The last of the Aseret HaDibros seems a little out of place. After all, like the big heavy hitters, Shabbos, Ritzicha, Gilui Arayos, then you come to Los Achron. Don't get too excited about your neighbor's tie. Don't get too excited about your neighbor's boots. Don't get too excited about your neighbor's shawarma. After all, like the big issues, so it seems like kitantam. Another one, it is pretty practical, and it comes up plenty. And Lamaisa, if you come back to the dorm and your friend has a shawarma, and you're sort of hungry, and you hack the guy until he shares a shawarma with you, and he didn't really want to share it with you, but you sort of turn the screws a little bit, so that is a lav d'oraisa. That's los achmad. Worth keeping in mind. Shnarin food is a halachically sensitive matter. But more, we won't go into what happened during last night. But I want to bring up briefly two yesodos in machshava that you can discover through thinking about los achmad, that definitely speak broadly to living halachically in general. So one is in Ibn Ezra, and one is the Stipler's comment on the Rambam. So Ibn Ezra very famously asks, he says, Ezra, saying, how does the Torah tell us los achmad? You can tell me not to do certain things. Tell me how to behave. I can try to control behavior. That's also pretty tough, but okay. You can try to see in your hands, literally or figuratively, I'm not going to do whatever it is I'm not supposed to. But not to want. Even as, how do you not want? I won't act on it. How do I say, I don't want the stuff that you have. So Ibn Ezra seems to say that a lot of it has to do with perspective. He says, spins this vignette of the princess is passing there, you're like some backcountry farmer, and the royal carriage is passing through, and he sees this gorgeous princess, so he may think she's very pretty. He doesn't actually dream of, like, one day I'm going to marry her. Like, that's absurd. That's a fantasy. But he knows, that might be a passing fantasy. That's not like, I'm going to plan for how it's going to happen. That's clearly just off the rails. See, Ibn Ezra says, if I have the bounds of where I plan have to do with what I think is in bounds and out of bounds. And to the extent that I understand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have it, so that's not meant for me. It's just off limits. Yeah, I might have a passing, fleeting thought. That would be great if I had it. But I'm not going to start planning how that I'm going to make it mine if I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it aside. So that's one sort of level of the interplay between thought and feeling. The other angle here is the interplay between thought and action. Because the Rambam quotes Los Achman beginning Hilchas Gezela, and then he quotes the following question from the Midrash Halacha, and he gives the answer to the Midrash Halacha, and the Rabbit points out that the Rambam seems to be inconsistent. Because in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Yisro, the Torah says Los Achman. Parakhaf, Here we are. Lo sachmon eishes reyecha, avdo amaso. Lo sachmon beis reyecha, lo sachmon eishes reyecha, avdo amaso shor v'chamar v'chashar v'chashar l'reyecha. Your answer is lo sachmon. The Torah presents Aseret HaDibros again in Parshas Vaschanon. In the beginning of Chumash Devar, when Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Jewish history with the Jews at the end of his life. And here, it's lo sachmon eishes reyecha, lo sis aveh beis reyecha. Whereas lo sachmon, lo sis aveh, not to have a taiva. But they mean basically the same thing. Lo sachmon is not to covet, not to want what someone else has. And lo sis aveh is a taiva, not to desire, not to want what someone else has. It sounds like the same thing, so why the change in terminology? So the Rambam quotes to the Midrash HaHalacha that the difference is, he actually counts them as two separate mitzvahs in the list of the Taryag. Lo Sesava is not to dream about having someone else's stuff. Lo Sachmod is you don't just dream about it, you actually hock the guy so much that he hands it over. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Which is fine, except the Ravid points out the Rambam is very inconsistent because the Rambam also says, let's say you schnor the shawarma from the guy in the dorm. So do we take you out and give you malchus? I mean, you did a lav. The Rambam says no, there's no malchus because one of the rules of malchus is you only get malchus if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, if it's a Easter that involves an activity. If I leave a carbon over till the next morning, that's a lav, but I'm inactive. I was passive. The Rambam says, here you also, you're passive, you weren't active, so that's why it's a lav shema ma'isa is no malchus. The Ravid says, come again. You just told me that what? The lo sachmod is when I actually get the stuff. So that's a ma'isa. That's the whole point. Is lo sachmod, the lo sasava is just in your mind and heart, and lo sachmod is with your hands. So how do you then turn around and tell me there's no ma'isa? You told me there is a ma'isa. Strange. So the Stipler says, an answer to the technical question, which is also a broader concept. Stipler says, the Torah didn't say lo sikach, it didn't say don't take it, it said don't want it. So how does wanting come to with your hands, without your hands? See, right, the Stipler says, the Isser is the wanting, the Isser is the planning, the Isser isn't in the taking. It's just that if you want a little bit, that's lo tzisava. If you want it a real lot, that's re lo sachmar. But how do you measure? What's your barometer? What's your yardstick to measure how much someone wants it? We don't have units, you get inside the guy's head. You have an EKG, like, well, how do you measure that? So he says, how do you determine if there's a lot of wanting? If I want it so badly that I succeeded in getting it. You must really want it a lot. There was such strong will that you actually saw it through. So says the Stipler, the Isser isn't really the taking. The taking, the fact that you ended up getting it is a simon, that's an indicator that you must have wanted it really badly. That's the yardstick to measure how deep the desire was. If you wanted so much, such a big shear of wanting, so to speak, you wanted so badly you actually succeed in getting it, that's not just lo sasava, that's even lo sachmar. But the issue really is inside. That's why it's a lav, sheva maisa. And let's just take a step back from now dealing with sort of the technical issue, just take a step back and appreciate the concept. Because the disciples are saying, what he's seen in the Rambam, is that it's often the case that when you want things badly enough, your actions are express what's going on inside. He wanted it so badly, they actually got it. And the Rambam talks about that in both directions. And he talks about midos. He says, there's the inner feelings and there's the outer expression. I can be a humble person and I can act humbly. I can, be a person with a hot temper inside and I can act with rage. So, sometimes we think about the other direction. Rambam has both. Sometimes if I want, like the Sefer Musar talk about, if I want to change my midos inside, how I change my midos, if I act a certain way after a while, if I act enthusiastically after a while, I'll feel enthusiastic. If I act with Jesus, if I run to shul as though I'm pumped, eventually I'll start feeling pumped. The chitzonios, my outer behavior can shape my inside. But it goes the other way also. At its core, the way I act is an expression of, it's a consequence of what's going on inside. And that's what the Stipler is seeing in the Rambam's read of Aseret HaDibros. The concept of Lo Sachmod, it seems like a detail. Said, well, you have all these big potatoes. You have Oda Zara, you have Ritzicha, you have Gilei Reis, and Lo Sachmod. Why is that Aseret HaDibros? So it's an aver in itself, but it's also teaching us these bigger concepts. What the Ibn Ezra is talking about in terms of the relationship between mind and will, and what the stipler see in the Rambam, the relationship between will and action. If I got it, it means I wanted it badly enough. It's not always true that you don't always get everything that you strive for, but wanting it badly enough is the first step towards achieving big things. And that's one of these sotos, Parshas Yisro.